Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Hey, the last daf in the fourth parak of Masechas Beitza, only five parakim, so in a couple of days we'll be finishing up and starting, as we always do. We're up to the top, the first word on Lamed Hey and Aleph, but just 2 points on the end of yesterday's daf. We mentioned that Shabbos is Koveya Lamaisris. That's where we're involved in the sugya now of Kviya Lamaisris. We spoke about two of the six. Oh, I forgot. Rambam Meiser. Gimel. We spoke about how Shabbos is Koveya Lamaisris and Chatzir is Koveya Lamaisris. That means even without Gemar Malacha occurring, and even without Re'ias Pnei Abayis, maybe without Gemar Malacha, there are certain events that might make a person have to take off Maisers right away and not even eat snacking in a snacking way, not even eat Arai until they take off Maisers. That was Chatzer and that was Shabbos. So we saw though that Chatzer for sure is not Koveya if it is not preceded by Gemar Malacha. Chatzer requires Gemar Malacha, meaning gathering it up and getting to the final stages of production first, and then Chatzer will be Koveya. And on the other hand, Dibur, a person's own Dibur, being machsh of the Achila, for sure will work even without Gemar Malacha. Shabbos was the question of the Gemara. So we have Chatzer, which does not work without if there was no Gemar Malacha. We have Dibur, that was the end of the daf, that was three lines to the bottom. Kavalei Ilavei, so Dibur works even without Gemar Malacha. And the Gemara's question was about Shabbos, which we really haven't answered yet. We try to prove it from our Mishnah that Shabbos was Koveya even without Gemar Malacha, like Chatzer. And the Gemara rejected that and said no, because maybe our Gemara is not, our Mishnah is not about Shabbos, but it's about Dibur. That is the issue. And just I didn't get to read the Rambam yesterday. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Meiser, Echad Mishisha Dvarim Koveya LaMeisris. There are six things that are Koveya for Meisris. Most assume that this is Durabanan. As I mentioned yesterday, step one was that before Gemar Malacha, nothing is, there's no kviyas without Gemar Malacha and Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Step two was that Chazal said that even without Gemar Malacha, you cannot eat Achilas Arai, even before Achilas Keva, even without Gemar Malacha. And step three was the following. Six items are Koveya even beforehand. The Elohim, what are they? Bayis, if you bring them into your house, right, even without Gemar Malacha. Mekach, if you sell them, we'll get to that today, because selling them is Machshavit. Ha'esh, you cook something. Melach, you salt it. Vahatshruma, if you take off truma even before the Chiyuv Maisros kick in, we're going to get to that today too. And Vahashabbos. Vahashabbos. All of these are Koveya for Maisros. Vakulam enam kovim el bedavar shenigra melachton. That's how the Rambam paskins. Meaning, just like the Gemara said about Chatzer, so the Rambam paskins that by all of the items. But again, even without Re'ias Pnei Abayis, these are Koveya for Maisros. Okay, so just 1 point from yesterday, and that is, we said it derech agav, but it's the tzlach. The tzlach brings it up here on the daf. What about yontif? Shabbos is koveya for maisrus. What about is yontif koveya for maisrus? Says the tzlach, he's not sure, because on the one hand, he says, Shabbos, obviously, what does the Gemara say? He says, nowhere in Shas does it talk about it. So we'll trust him on that. And gam yontif koveya lemaisr kamo Shabbos, he's not sure. He says, hasvar lechalek. He says, why? Because what's the whole basis for Shabbos? The whole basis for Shabbos being koveya is a karasal Shabbos oneg. Pasuk in Yeshayo. So if that's the case, there is no oneg on yontif, says the tzlach. So therefore, I would think that it's not koveya. I will be able to vomatsinu oneg. I will see no simcha. There's simcha. V'sabachim b'chagecha. But simcha has to do with meat. It has to do with the karmen shlamim midoraisa. And that's what has to do with fruit. It has to do with maisrus. And therefore, nireh, the bedafka amru b'chol makom Shabbos avol yontif eino koveya. He goes through the whole piece, and at the end he says shuv matzasi baal agon pnei Yeshua. The godel ador in the right, they overlapped. Right, the stock was mas with the pnei Yeshua. So he said at the end, I found the pnei Yeshua that says like me also, and he says I had much hana that I found somebody that agrees with me that it's only Shabbos and not yontif. And here the notes on the bottom of the stock point out that it's not 100% clear that there is no mitzvah of oneg on yontif. The Rambam definitely disagrees. The Rambam says, kishem shem mitzvah on Shabbos, la'anga, so too, to be mechabed, to be ma'aneg, it's so too on yontif. You have to be ma'aneg u'mechabed it. So the Rambam holds there is an idea of oneg yontif. And there are other Rishonim that talk about, that he goes to Tosfos in Gittin, which says that you're allowed to take off shalom and amukaf, right, because of Oneg Yantif. So there are Makoros that talk about Oneg on Yantif also, just like there are Makoros that talk about Simcha on Shabbos. There are also Makoros that talk about Oneg on Yantif. So it's not 100% clear what the Tzlach said. The Tzlach assumes that only Shabbos is Koveya for Maisrus and not Yantif. based on the fact that Oneg, so 2 points. Number one, it's not so clear that Oneg does not exist on Yantif. Number two, maybe Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha, doesn't only apply to carbon, Shlamim. Maybe it also applies to all food. Maybe Simcha's Yantif, as the Rambam writes, B'chol minei dvarim, that you eat on Yantif, is also included in Simcha. So you might take a more flexible definition of Simcha's Yantif, and in that way say that all Simcha is machshav, all food that you eat on Yantif. But that's the Tzlach's suggestion, that it's only Shabbos and not Yantif. That's number one. Number two is that there's another Gemara where another halacha kicks in based on Kfilah Maisris. We mentioned the actual halacha of Kfilah Maisris. We mentioned yesterday the Shilta Giborim, that maybe this Gemara proves that fruit could be Suda for a Kiddush Mavakim Suda. We said we reject that because we assume it's either bread or challah. Machlokas grow on the Gaonim. And there's the third halacha to mention is the Gemara in Psachim. When Psachim Daf Kufhei says, Shabbos Kava Nafsh. And the Gemara says, Shabbos Kova'as L'Kiddush. What does that mean? So there the Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos all say, that means in terms of the Isser Te'ima L'Fnei Kiddush. Right when Shabbos starts, your food is so chashiv that you're not allowed to eat any of it, you're not allowed to even taste any of it until one makes Kiddush. Right? The Isser Te'ima L'Fnei Kiddush is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is Siman Reisha and Aleph Siv Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Aser Litom Klum, Kodem Sheyekadesh Afilu Mayim. Right, once the chi of kiddush kicks in, so then it's such a chashiv thing. It's not just a regular din of eating before you do a mitzvah, because you're allowed to snack before you do a mitzvah. Before I light Hanukkah candles, I'm allowed to take a drink of water. That's not included in the isra of eating before a mitzvah. This is a separate din. Isra achila kodem kiddush. Where does that come from? It comes from our Gemara. The issue of kviyah l'maisris, kviyah l'kiddush, that everything you eat is chashev, therefore you're not allowed to eat it before one makes kiddush, not even water. But it's different. Let's say somebody wakes up Shabbos morning and wants to have a cup of coffee. So that's mutter. Why is that mutter? I achila kodem kiddush. Because the chi of kiddush didn't kick in yet. The chi of kiddush only kicks in After Shacharis. So that's what Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, there's a chiyuv of Kiddush. That's why you can't even drink water. And once a person daven Shacharis, then the chiyuv of Kiddush kicks in, and that's why they're not allowed to even drink water. That's why sometimes bar mitzvah boys, they try to get them a glass of water. Oh, their throat is dry. It's bad chinuch. That's usur. You know, unless you want to privately take them out after Shacharis to make Kiddush, then it's Maris Ayin. It's not usur, it's Maris Ayin, because nobody knows that they made Kiddush. So, but again, that's something to be aware of, that once the Chiyuv Kiddush kicks in, then there's no even water. Okay, so the 2 points, whether it applies to Yantav as well, that's the Slach of the Pnei Yeshua, and number two is the Gemara Psachim, about whether there's the Isra Achila before Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Laman Hamad Aleph, V'halo Mosaro Chozer. What did we just say in the Gemara? We just said that what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah really has nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Dibur, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, which is the opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, beginning of Shabbos, you can stand next to your fruit that are drying and say, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. And in that way, you are koveya bedibur. With your words, you're machshiv. And the only reason it's okay is because it's Erev Shabbos b'shvius. Therefore, there's no chiyuv maisrus, and that's why it's okay. But if it were a year where there was maisros, so then one would have to take a maisrus because his dibur is koveya. So ask the Gemara, v'halo mosaro chozer. We're talking about that even dibur is koveya. But what do you mean? We have a shita of Rabbi Eliezer called mosaro chozer. What does that mean? Let's say I take out a large number of items from the vat, a large number of olives from the vat that I want to partake in. And let's say I don't eat all of them. I don't need all the olives, so I'm going to put some back into the vat. So those olives that I took out, says Rabbi Eliezer, you could put back in, and if you can put it back in, if there's no reason telling you not to put it back into the vat, so then those olives are not nikvala maestras. You could put it back, even though you took them out, and you were planning to eat them, even b'derech kvius, you took out a lot of olives all at once, but if you have the possibility to put them back in, there's no reason telling you not to put them back into the vat, the remainder, so then those olives are not nikvala maestras. So the Gemara asks, if Rabbi Eliezer even holds that even if you did an action, you took the olives out of the vat, and you put them down in front of you ready to eat them, if that he holds is not kovei l'maisris, so even speaking is kovei l'maisris? How do we just explain the Mishnah? That is, dibur is kovei. So ask Gemara, how could we say that dibur is kovei if even if maisa is not kovei? That's the question of the Gemara. V'halomo, Sara Choser, what do you mean? We know that Rabbi Eliezer holds, Rabbi Eliezer, who's the author of our Mishnah, holds Mosaro, leftovers, Choser, can return to the vat, and in that way, there is no Kfila Maestris. V'shamina Leli Rabbi Eliezer, and we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds, the Amar, Kol Hecha de Mosaro Choser Lokava. Anytime that we could return the remainder to the source, then there is no Kfila Maestris. That's not as the Mishnah says in Maestros. If somebody takes olives out from the big vat, where they used to leave olives in this big barrel and let the oil start oozing out of them, so that later on when they start squeezing the olives for oil, it was very easy for the oil to come out. So let's say somebody takes some zesim out, tovel achas achas b'melech v'ocha. A person could eat one at a time, dipping in salt, and eat it, and that's considered achilas arai. No problem. Why did he mention melech? Because the Rambam that I read before, one of the six things that is kovel ha-maisus is melech. But that's only, according to the Gemara, if you do a lot at a time. If you eat a bunch at a time, dipping in salt, so then that's machshavit la achila. But if you only do one at a time, that's okay. But the Tanakama holds that if you take a lot out and you dip them in salt, so then you're going to be chayiv. That's a kviel lemaisris, because that is a significant eating. You're sitting down to have a big bowl of olives, and therefore it is a problem. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says, no. Min ha-ma'atan tahor chayiv. If you took them out of a tahor vat, the olives are tahar, so then you're going to be chayiv to take off meiser. That's going to be a kvila meisers. Min a ma'atan tame pater. But if you took it out from a tame ma'atan, then you're going to be putter from taking off meisers. Why? Because you're going to return the leftovers. So ask the Gemara, what's going on in the Mishnah here? Vavina ba meisra reisha meisra seifa. What's the difference if the ma'atan, if it was that was tahar or tame? What is the difference with you are returning it in the kfila maestris? So if Amar Rabbi Yevohu, Rabbi Yevohu says as follows. This is the pshat. Reisha b'ma'atan tar v'gavra tameh d'lamati mehadarle. Rabbi Yevohu says that we are dealing with a tameh person. A tameh person took olives out. So the only question is, can you return these olives to the vat? So if you took the olives out of a tahar vat, and now you have been matami the olives that you took out, so then you can't return those olives. You're not going to return those olives to the, even if you leave over some. So if you can't return them, so Rabbi Eliezer says, now there's a kfila maestris. Because you can't return them, so you're not putting them back. So what you're eating now is a significant, it's not going back, and therefore there's a kfila maestris. But if you took it out from a tame vat, so then, so what, that the olives are tame in your hand, you can return them to the vat. And if you can return them to the vat, that's called mosaro choser. The leftovers can go back, and there is no kfila maestris. That's what Rabbi Yevohu says. Reisha matan tar. Reisha is a case where the vat is tar, the gavra tameh, and the person is tameh, to lo matzim hedolei. Because you can't put it back in, and therefore that is a kfila maestris. Seifa, b'ma'atan tameh, the gavra tameh, but seifa, the second half of the line, where it says there is no kfila, no kfila maestris, is where the vat is tameh, and the person is tameh, d'matzim hedolei. Question mark. Right, so now we have a question. What's the question? We just said at the end of yesterday's daf that what's the pshat of the Mishnah? Why do we say that it's talking about a case of during Shvius? Because if it wasn't during Shvius, if there was a Chiyav Maisris, then your Dibur would be Koveya. Because you said, I want to eat here, so that's Machshiv, the items that you're going to eat. How can you say Dibur is Koveya? Rabbi Eliezer says even Maisa is not Koveya. So surely Dibur is less than Maisa. So what's that? How can you give that pshat of the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers. Before we give the answer to the Gemara, just Tosfos and Rashi here deal with just a little ha'ara, and that is, what is it says here that if you are a tame person and you take it from the tahar vat, then you're not going to be able to return it because it's tame and the vat is tar. But aren't you matame the vat when you take out the olives and now you don't have a tahar vat anymore? You take it out with precision. So basically Rashi doesn't say that. You have to do it in some way that you're not matame the vat. Either you just make sure you only touch one olive, and there's no tziruf between the olives. That's what Rashi says. It must be that you took it out very carefully. Tosfos says maybe you took it out with a pshute kliyetz, right? You took it out with a flat wooden utensil, which is not makabel tuma. So somehow you work it out, or maybe your friend took it out for you and gave it to you, your Torah friend. Either way, you come up with a case that you're not matame devat. Anyway, so back to the Gemara's question. How could you say Dibur is Koveya if even Maisa is not Koveya? So Gemara answers, Masnisa Nami b'mukse tohar v'gavratame. The Mishnah is also talking about a case where the Muksa, your fruit items that you are designating, is Tahar and your Tameh. The Mishnah is about a case where you can't return it. And that's why in the Mishnah it's also Kaveya. Just like Ma'is is Kaveya when you can't return it, so the Dibur is Kaveya. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. In the Mishnah you didn't do anything. The Mishnah, all you did was speak. You didn't take anything. How can you say the Mishnah is about a case where you can't return it? You didn't do anything in the Mishnah. That's the Kasha. Ma'isa versus Dibur. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella always means a totally new thing. Now we're going back to a question that was from yesterday. The Gemara from yesterday, 4 lines from the bottom on yesterday's daf said, isn't our Mishnah a raya that Shabbos is Kovea Lamaisris even without Gemara Malacha? Remember, that was the Gemara's question. Chatzer for sure is not Kovea after Gemara Malacha. Dibur is for sure Kovea even without Gemara Malacha. Shabbos was the question. Is Shabbos Kovea for Maestris, even without Gemara Malacha for the fruit? So the Gemara said, tried to give an answer that, no, it's different because that's Dibur. So now we're giving a second answer to that question. Don't bring a raya from the Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, your raya might hold of it. But we're like the Rabbanan. Ella Oma Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer Ka'amrit. You're trying to bring me a raya from our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer L'taimei. Rabbi Eliezer is L'shitaso. He himself holds, yes, in Nachinami, that Shabbos would be Koveya for Maestros even without Gemar Malacha. But he says that also about Da'amar Truma Kava V'kol Shekein Shabbos. Because after all, he says Truma is Koveya. And surely Shabbos, what's Truma? Truma is, let's say you took off, there's no Chiyuv Maestros yet. It's before anything. And you go into your field, and your Mafris Truma Gedola to give to the Kohen. Where the Chiyuv Maestros didn't kick in you. You didn't have to. But you were Maktim B'Shibolim, and we spoke about a couple daf ago, about if you're Maktim, you take Maestros before Truma. But what if you take off Truma? You took off Truma early. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Truma is Koveya. The fact that you took off Truma Gadola from your fruit, that's Machshiv, your fruit, and now the Chiyuv Maestros kick in. Right? That's another one of the six items that the Rambam mentions in Maestro Gimel Gimel. So says Rabbi Eliezer, hold that Truma is Koveya even without Gemara Malacha. So surely Shabbos, which is about the Chashivas of Onik Shabbos, that's also Koveya. But that's no riot to the Chachamim. Rabbi Lazar might hold of these, but that's no riot to the Chachamim. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maestris, Peirus Shetarmon, Achelo Nigmar Balachton, Peirus that you took off Shuma from before Gemar Malacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Oser Lechem and Arai, Vachacham Matirin. Rabbi Lazar says you can't eat Arai from there anymore because there was a Kvila Maestris, and the Chachamim are Matir. Period. So, where do we stand now? We do not have a raya about Shabbos, whether it's Kavela Maestros without Gemara Malacha. We know that Rabbi Eliezer holds of it, and we know about Dibur, and we know about Chatzer, but we still don't know about Shabbos.
So why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that you can return it?
Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold it? Why does he hold that you can return it? The Gemara assumes, still, that's a special thing of Mosara Choser. Maybe you don't see it as being part of your meal, if you could always foresee that you could go back into the vat. Toshma. So the Gemara says, maybe we could try to bring a raya from the, you're right, I don't want to bring a raya from Rabbi Elazar, but how about from the Chachamim in our Mishnah? Right, the last line of our Mishnah had the sheet of the Chachamim. We're going to have the same exact parallel Gemara of the next 6 lines that we had, but try to prove it from the Chachamim. Remember, what did the Chachamim say? The Biseifa, the Chachamim om mashayirshom yomar mikan v'ad kan. It sounds like in our Mishnah that the only thing the Chachamim argue on is the Breira issue, right? Rabbi Eliezer says he could stand there and say, I'm going to eat from here, from this general area, and the Chachamim in yesterday's Mishnah said, no, you have to specifically mark off, Atshe Yershom, I'm eating from this specific area. So the Gemara has the Havamina now, Taima de Erev Shabbos Bishvias de La Bari Surihu. They only argue on the Breira issue. And therefore, we can make the same Diuk in the Chachamim as we did in Rabbi Eliezer. The only reason that this works is because it's Erev Shabbos and Shviyas where there is no discussion of Maestros. Ha b'shar shnei shavua in the other years of Shviyas where other years of Shemitah where there is a Chiyah Maestros, but Yisurin inu Asurin, it would be Asur. Why is the Chachamim Chita brought in this case? So my time, Allah Bishop the Shabbos Kava. So we have the same Diuk. So shouldn't we say that it's because of Shabbos is Koveya Ivo without Gemara Malacha? Answers the Gemara, no. Lo, shiny hasam, kiva to amar mikan vad kanani ochel machar kavalei. No, it's really Dibur. It's not Shabbos. Right, same rejection that we gave earlier in Rabbi Elazar. Ask the Gemara, iachi bari Shabbos afilo b'chol nami. If it's talking about if really the issue in the Gemara in the Mishnah is that Dibur, your Dibur is machshiv, but not Shabbos, so that it should be even on a weekday. I didn't mention it yesterday, but the way Rashi formulates this question is this should be in Hilchas in Seder Zrayim, not in Seder Moed. Right, what's this doing in Maseches Beitza? It should be in Seder Zrayim. So says the Gemara, no hakamashvelon. Same answer as yesterday. The Teva muchadu etzel Shabbos shemaver. Tikkun B'Tukran. The reason that it's in our Mishnah is to tell you an added chiddush, that the only issue in our Mishnah is a Chiyuv Ma'aseh issue. But let's say there was a Chiyuv Ma'aseh. There's no Muktzeh issue. The Mishnah didn't bring up a Muktzeh issue. Right? There's only Mashma that it's a Ma'aseh issue, not a Muktzeh issue. Mashma that if it was a Chiyuv Ma'aseh kicked in, it still would not be Muktzeh, because Tevel, if you are Misakin the Tevel on Shabbos or Yatif, even though you violated this at the Rabbanan, it would not be Muksa. Shim Avar V'tikno Mizukan. It would not be Muksa. Why not? We didn't talk about this yesterday, but we mentioned it here. Why do you say this halacha? Tevel is Mukhan Eitzel Shabbos. Shim Avar V'tikno Mizukan. So you violated an Isser. So why is that Mukhan? Why isn't that Muksa Machmas Isser? Why is that Muksa Machmas Isser? So Rashi is Lushitaso. Rashi, if you remember Rashi we had a couple days ago on Daf Lama Dalet, Rashi said in the case where the fruit are in the house and the house breaks, so you're allowed to partake of the fruit. What did Rashi there say? Because what did Rashi say? It's your das because it's only in Issa Rabbanan, Rashi said. It's only in Issa Rabbanan to break it. It's Avira Delivni. It's only in Issa Rabbanan. So Rashi says, Muksa Machmas Isra, Migu Diskatsoi does not kick in when it is only Asr Midra Rabbanan to get to the food. That's what Rashi said on Daf Lama Dalet. That's what Rashi here says too. Rashi on the bottom of the previous, that's what Rashi, I'm sorry, says earlier on Daf Lama Alpha Mabez, where we had that case. So he says it here too on Daf Lama Dalet. The Ramban, we mentioned there, is also Lashitaso. That same piece that argued on the Ramban there, what did the Ramban say? How could you say, why isn't it a problem of Muksa in the house when it falls down? I'm doing the Rabbanan. Or what did Tosfos there ask? Even if something is Asr Midra Rabbanan, it's supposed to Machmas Isser. And he brings riyas against Rashi. So what did the Ramban and the Melchama say? The Ramban said that no, if something's in a house that you can't get to it, the food is perfect. You just can't get to it. You can't get to it. There's an ikuv. That doesn't make it muksa. You can't get to it. But let's say the ikuv disappears. No problem. That's not something inherited the item that's going to make it muksa, says the Ramban. That's not called muksa. Right? Muksa is if you have a problem with the item. It's muksa like was gufo. Muksa. There's something in the item itself. But if you just have a hindrance to get there, that's not going to be muksa. The Ramban said there. In that same piece, he says, and also our Gemara. That's the svar for teva mukha no oizel Shabbos. Inherently, there's mutter food here. But you have isser deravya alei. You have an isser that's preventing you from partaking. But once the isser is gotten out of, let's say somebody violates. But let's say the isser is gotten out of, says the Ramban, so then that would not be a problem of muksa. So the
it's
an extension. Exactly. It's an extension. Yes. The Ramban is comparing a physical hindrance and a halachic hindrance. Right? The halachic hindrance, even if you agree with the Ramban number one, you might have said here it's more internal. Here it's not just an external hindrance, but it's more internal. But that's the Ramban. The Ramban makes that extension. He quotes the early Gemara, and then he says, V'chein ani omer, says, this is when I say Mukhan Eitzel Shabbos, the Hakika Rakiva, the Tevel Roy, V'omil Adam, who kodem shetiknu, kilacher, shu musukan, V'ein alav ela iser oso Hashem shehu Tevel, V'efshar la oso iser sheyifka b'Shabbos, Mukhanu, da peros gufayu mechzu chazu, V'ein muchusarin shum malacha. Right, it's not like grogers v'tzimukin, which have to dry out, where an action has to take place to them. They're physically problematic. Here, they're not physically problematic, says the Ramban, so therefore there is no problem. But again, we mentioned then that nafkamina, again, Rashi and the Ramban, is muksa more in the chefza, is muksa more in the das. According to Rashi, it's more in the das, in the das ha'adam, and therefore if it's only asr midra rabbanan, like Rashi said on daf beis, it's not going to be a problem. The Ramban is more in the chefza. As long as the chefza is fine, it is not a problem. Somebody mentioned to me after the shir last time that there's another nafkamina, similar case of hachonas hachefza, hachonas hagavra. Let's say somebody buys a birthday cake for Sunday. They're going to have a birthday party on Sunday morning. And they bought a birthday cake, put it on top of the fridge, and they buy it for Sunday. And then all of a sudden, Shabbos afternoon, they run out of desserts. So they want to use the birthday cake for dessert on Shabbos. But they were totally at Maksa Midaitam, right? It was going to be used for Sunday. So the Chef says food. But another, if you really take a strong Maksa Midaitu approach, maybe it's Muksa. But again, that's just an interesting nafkamina. Yeah.
You use the Chelot and the Sivas between Isur Darais Rabbanan to explain the Ramban, and that in Isur Darabanan, you're fine, you're not allowed to take off the tumors and maishas,
So it says maybe if you take an Asivas type approach, the Isurei Durabanan or Isurei Chefsa, so then you might say Isurei Gavra, so then Isurei Gavra don't create inherent problems in the Chefsa. Masha'en Kate, if you have other, an Isurei Daraisa, that would create. Rashi might hold that too, because Rashi says it's only Asami Durabanan.
I'm
saying Rashi. Okay. Good. Even though Muksa might be Kain Daraisa. Right, that's the to work that out too. Okay, there is just one other point on this line. Actually, let's do a little more, then we'll continue. V'ramini. Okay, so we finished that. There's no raya from our Mishnah. V'ramini. So, one second. Let's ask a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. What did we just say in Rabbi Eliezer? There, Rabbi Eliezer, what did we answer 5 lines ago? That really, in a chinami, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can prove that Shabbos is koveya for maestros even without gemar malacha. Because he says it by truma. So both by truma and by Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer does hold that there's a kfiya lemaestros even without gemar malacha. So he asked the gemara, but we have a stira. For a mini, we have a mishnah in trumos, which says, let's say you're eating some grapes. You took some grapes off the tree, you're eating some grapes, and it's achilat arai, and you're allowed to eat them. And all of a sudden, you pass the threshold from the garden into the chatzer. Chatzer, remember, is one of the kfiyah lemaisris, one of the 6 things. So Blazer Omer Yigmar, Blazer says, you know what? You're allowed to finish your grapes. Allowed to finish your grapes. Meaning, it's not koveya lemaisris. What did we say yesterday? A chatzer is not koveya if it's not preceded by gemar malacha. That was the first mishnah that was quoted in the gemara yesterday. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua argues on there. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, a chatzer is koveya even without gemar malacha. That's by chatzer. But we're interested in the second half. Choshcha b'leili Shabbos. But let's say you're eating the grapes and all of a sudden Shabbos comes. So then, Rabbi Lezer Omer yigmar. Rabbi Lezer also says, you're allowed to finish. Rabbi Shua Omer lo yigmar. Rabbi Shua again argues lo yigmar. Kasha stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer here in this Mishnah says that Shabbos is not koveya without gemar malacha. And earlier we said from our Mishnah that Shabbos is koveya even without gemar malacha. Stira in Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara answers no. Hasam kidatani taima. That Mishnah, we misunderstood the Mishnah. When he says yigmar, he doesn't mean actually yigmar then. When he says yigmar, it means you have to go back out of the yard. You have to go back out of the yard. You're when you're in the yard, that's a kviya. Lemaiser, so you have to go outside the chatzer. What it means is that you can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. Not that you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then you can eat it. Because really, Shabbos is koveya lemaisris. Period. 2 points here. Number one is just a question that Rashi and Tosas both ask here. And that is, let's say Shabbos comes, and it's Kovei Lemaisris. What, so then right after Shabbos, the Kovei Lemaisris leaves? Once you have a fruit that's Kovei Lemaisris, doesn't that stick? Doesn't that stay? It's this fruit you have to take off Meiser from, because Shabbos was Machshavit. What, then that disappears after Shabbos? Look at the Mishnah we had yesterday, the first Mishnah in the Gemara. What did the Mishnah say? Tinoko shetamnu teinim, right? Those little kids that put the fruit in the ground on Erev Shabbos. What was the language of the Mishnah? Lemotzi Shabbos lo yochlu, elam kein isru. That's a beferish. You can't eat it even after Shabbos. So what does Rebbe Elazar mean? After Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. There's no more kvila maizos. Ask Rashi, ask Tosfos. What's the difference between this case of you're eating something and Shabbos comes, and you say, oh, Shabbos comes, I have to wait till after Shabbos. The Mishnah we had yesterday is that even after Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi and Tosfos both deal with that. So Rashi says the difference is whether you designated it for Shabbos food. Shabbos is going to be Kovei Lemaisris, and this is a Chiddush, but Rashi says Shabbos is going to be Kovei Lemaisris differently if you set it aside for Shabbos food or you didn't set it aside for Shabbos food. If you did not set it aside for Shabbos food, then Shabbos is going to say it's Chayv and Maisris, but only for Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, okay, it loses its kfiyah lemaisris. But if you designated it, and that's our case here, but if you designated it for Shabbos food, that's the earlier we had yesterday, so that's going to be a kfiyah lemaisris that sticks. That's going to be a kfiyah lemaisris that lasts even after Shabbos. So it's a chiddush in Rashi, and Tosfos quotes Rashi, that there's a difference with how Shabbos affects the fruits, whether you designated them for Shabbos, or it's just Shabbos automatically. The nafkamina would be after Shabbos, does the kfiyah lemaisris stick? So we'll just do that answer. That is how Rashi understands the chilek between this line of the Gemara and yesterday's line of the Gemara. Also, there's what does this Mishnah say? It says Chashcha b'Leili Shabbos. If it gets dark on Leili Shabbos, so then does it kick in or not? So Chashcha usually means, what does Chashcha mean? Gets dark at what? Does it mean Shkia? Does it mean Seis? What is Chashcha? Gets dark. It doesn't say Shaka, right? It says a machlokas between the Rif and the Balamor in Psachim. When is Shabbos Kovei Lemaisris? Right, the Baal Amor says Chashcha means Seis. Right, Chashcha, dark. That's Seis, says the Baal Amor, arguing on the Rif there. And the Melchamas there defends the Rif and says, what are you talking about? No, it means Shkia. What, right when you eat, right when you start eating on Shabbos, you can start eating right after Shkia. So what difference should it make? So that's why right after Shkia, Shabbos is Kvila Maestris, and for our purposes, like I mentioned before, that's when the Isser of Te'ima before Kiddush kicks in, that's when all the halachas kick in. And this is a big discussion in the postgame, right? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't explicate this, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Isser of tasting before Shabbos starts at Benesh Mashas. Benesh Mashas, right at Shkia. Right after the 18 minutes, Shkia starts, you're not allowed to drink anything, not even water, before Kiddush. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes Beferish in Simen, Reish Ayin Aleph, Mishihi Gia, right? Also, Chachamim Lutam Klum, Afilu Mayim, Shiyagia Zman HaKiddush, Ashiya Kadesh, Dehainu Mishiyagia Ben HaShmashas, Shiz Kadesh Yom Yisafeg. Don't take this literally, Chashcha, that is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. But the Minchas Alazar, and we mentioned him a couple times already, Minchas Alazar, the Minchas Rebbe, has a tshuva where he doesn't say it, but I saw quoted that he's trying to defend the practice of many of the Chassidish Rebbes who, Tomei Chaim Zachu, they're Mekayim even during Minchas Shmashas, right? They didn't have a Mincha yet, right? They didn't have a Mincha later. But Lushit Tassam, it's even after Shkia they're eating, and they're taking before Kiddush, so he has a tshuva defending the practice. He says, it says Chashcha, it's the Balamar, and don't take it so literally that it's... that it should be shkia. He said, "Nistapakti imutar litam ben hashmashes o tzvichin lahachmir kamosha savru ksas lahachmir the aser litam." So he has a tshuva and he says, "No, of course ben hashmashes is mutter. You're allowed to eat it." Vine yakosha v'kosha raya. What's the raya? Gemara we had in Sukkah. What did it say in Sukkah? It says on Hoshana Rabba, late on Hoshana Rabba, and then it's turning into Shmini Atzeres. Is your esrog slash Sukkah still muksa on Shmini Atzeres? So what does the Gemara say? An Esrog is not. Because an Esrog is only, right, muksa on Hoshana Rabbah, but an Shmini Atzeres is not muksa anymore. But a Sukkah is. Why is a Sukkah different than Esrog? What does the Gemara say? Because, imisramile, right, if it so happens that guests come late on Hoshana Rabbah, so then you're going to be sitting in your Sukkah. What do you mean sitting in your Sukkah? Late? Ben Hashmashas? You have to make Kiddush. You're allowed to eat. Oh, Haraya, that you're allowed to eat after Shkia, and... The only Isser of Te'ima starts at the Tzeis. That's his Raya, and he says, and then he has another Tshuva where he defends the Raya. Anyway, that's his Tshuva. But again, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Harav all quote that the Isser of Te'ima really starts, especially if one is makpid for Mincha before Shkia, then one should follow Shkia regarding this halacha as well, and that is not to eat once Ben HaShmashas starts. Okay, period. Six lines from the bottom. Kiyasa Rabbeinu Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Echad Shabbos, ve'echad Shruma, ve'echad Chatzar, ve'echad Mekach. All of these four. These are four of the six items. Remember, Kviyah L'Maisras. Right. Once this occurs, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Shruma, right? You took off Shruma, or you took it into a Chatzar, or you sold it. That's a new one. You sold the food. All of these items give chashivas to the food, and therefore they're Koveya L'Maisras. But Rabbi Yochanan says they're only Koveya after Gemar Malacha, meaning even without bringing it into your house. Without Rias Pnei Abayis, just with Gemar Malacha, these are Kavila Maestros, like we saw the Rambam Paskins by all six. You need Gemar Malacha. So what is Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush? So the Gemara now till the end of the parak says, each one of these, he's just trying to be La'afuke, a Shito, which argues. So it says Shabbos, first Shabbos. Shabbos La'afuke mi de Hillel. When he says Shabbos is Koveya, only after Gemar Malacha, he's arguing on Hillel. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hama'amer, peiros mi'makom la'makom liksar. If somebody is gathering fruit from place to place, liksar is a difficult word, the Me'iri says, and many of the Gersos change it. It should be liksos. Liksos, to dry them out. Liksar, what are you gathering them to cut them? What does that mean? So it should be liksos. So ma'amer, peiros, if you're gathering peiros, to dry them out, meaning there's no Gemar Malacha yet, v'kidish alein ayom, and Shabbos comes, Amr of Yehuda, Hillel la'atzmo oser. Hillel himself asers, meaning only Hillel. He asers already, meaning this the kvila maestros kick in, even though there was no gemar malacha. So that's number one. That line to the Shabbos, the Rabbi Yochanan again said four things. So the first one was Vila Fuke Hillel. Next, Chatzer we're up to. Just one ha'ara, the Baritz Chayes wonders who this Hillel was. He says, Hillel and Shammai, they were very early. The Gemara Yerushalmi Chagiga says there are only a few machlokos between Hillel and Shammai. There weren't arguments in those days yet. So he just wonders who this Hillel was. Hillel ze eini yodea mihu. Ubetanam lo matzonu klal Hillel, rak Hillel bavli, chavir shal Shammai. So he says, v'kani yishpukta chadasha bein Hillel b'nei dobro. Linin Shabbos kvi l'maizras, v'tzorach iin gadol. So the Maris Chai does not know who this Hillel was. Maybe it's another Hillel that we don't know about. Okay, so that's number one, that the Shabbos is la'afuke Hillel. Number two, chatzer lafukim mid Rabbi Yaakov. Chatzer, the fact that chatzer is koveya only after Gemar Malacha, is going against Rabbi Yaakov. Ditzan, as we had, related to the case we had yesterday. Hamavir te'enim b'chatzer lixos, right, the Miri says, here it says lixos, so there should be lixos too. So if somebody is bringing fruit, bringing figs into his chatzer to dry out, so again, there is no Gemar Malacha, banav b'nei beiso ochlim man arrived, termina meiser, so Tana Kama holds that you still ought to eat from it. There is no kfilah meiser, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But the Tani Allah, but the Brisa says about that case, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayiv, Rabbi Yossi Rayu the Poter, Rabbi Yaakov is Mechayiv in Maisris, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it yet, so you see Chatzir is Koveil a Maisris, and that is what Rabbi Yochanan is going against, that Shita. Number three, Truma Lafuki Midir Eliezer. Truma, the fact that Truma is not Koveya unless it's after Gemar Malacha, is to go against Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maisros, Peiros Shatar Menash Lening Rabbi Lachton, Peiros, fruit that you took off Truma before Gemar Malacha, Rabbi Eliezer Oser Lechman Arai V'chamatzirin, Rabbi Eliezer Asers, but again, he says it is Koveya, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was going against. That was number three. And now finally, number four, Mekach, selling food is also, selling and buying is Machshiv, the food items, and therefore that's usually Koveya, but only after Gemar Malacha. So Mekach, Ditzna, Kiditanya, as the Brisa says, Halokeach te'enim me'am ha'aretz, me'alkam shiro b'nei Adam Darsin, if you buy figs from an Am Ha'aretz. An Am Ha'aretz is somebody that Chazal say sometimes does not take off Maisris, called an Am Ha'aretz, and therefore when you buy it, that is called Demai, Damai. This, what is it? So if you buy figs from an Am Ha'aretz, the Makam Shor B'nei Adam Darsin, in a place where most people are Doris, meaning most people don't eat them fresh, most people trample them and save them, and therefore there's no Gemar Malacha yet. So the first opinion is Ochamen Arai Umasrin, Ochamen Arai, you could eat from them Arai, meaning this is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be against the next opinion, Umasran Demai. And you also have to take off Demai. Meaning, what is Master and Demai? Now, take off, treat it as Demai. What does that mean? Demai, Chazal assumed that the Am Ha'aretz did take off Truma Gedola. They're scared of Truma Gedola. There's Misa B'dei Shemayim. They're scared of Truma Gedola. They don't take off the other Maisers. Maiser Rishon. So that's what it means, Maaser and Demai. You're allowed to assume that Truma Gedola was taken off. And what you have to be mafresh is Maiser Rishon and Trumas Maiser, because Trumas Maiser can only be taken off after Maiser Rishon. So you're allowed to be Maaser Tamai. What's the Chiddush? Shema Min Atzlas. The Gemara just says parenthetically, you learn three things from this opinion, even though we're going to get to the later opinion, which was why the Gemara was brought in. Shema Min Mekachet Kavazel B'Davishing Rabalachto. The first opinion says that sale, the fact that the Mishnah, the Brisa says you're allowed to eat from it snacking, Arai, says that Mekach Hazak Koveya unless you had Gemar Malacha. And also you learn that most Ame Aretz take off Maaser, and that's why you could treat it. You're allowed to be Mako to treat it as Demai and assume that Shuma Gedola was taken off. And the third Chiddush is Maaser Demai Me Ame Aretz, Afilu B'davar Shelo Nigra Malachto. This is a Chiddush. There was no Chiyuv Maaser yet. So you might say you didn't take off anything yet. That's the third Chiddush. You could still treat it as Demai. You could assume he took off Shuma very early. You could assume he took off Shuma early, even though many people do not take off Truma until the Chiyuv of Truma Samaisos kick in, but you can still assume that he took off Truma and you can treat it as Demai. So that's three things that you learn from that Braisa. But what was Rabbi Yochanan's statement about? That Mekach is Koveya only after Gemar Malacha. So it was in support of this Braisa, but now it's Lafuke Meha. But it's excluding the following Mishnah. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, a Maestris, Hamach Leperusim Chaveiro, Zelechov, Zelechov, Zelixos, Vlezilxos, Zelechov, Zelixos. The Tanakhama says, if you trade fruit with your friends for whatever purpose, even if you're both going to save it, you're both going to dry it out, there's no Gemar Malacha. Still, the Tanakhama says, Chayiv. Meaning, it's a Mekach, it's a sale, and therefore, or even a chiluf is also a sale, even a switching is a sale, and therefore it's koveya for maisris, even without Gemar Malacha. So Rabbi Yochanan is going against that shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, le'echol chayiv lixos pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you're taking it to eat, then there's a Gemar Malacha, and that's what it's going to be chayiv, lixos pater. But if it is just to dry out, therefore there was no Gemar Malacha yet, so therefore there's not going to be a chayiv for maisris. Period. Next parak, final parak. Mashilin peiros derech aruba v'yantif. Let's say somebody has fruit on their roof, and you see, it's like the weather out right now, you see a storm is coming, and you don't want your fruits, peiros, to get ruined. So says the Mishnah, there is an issue of tircha on Shabbos and Yontif. So how are you allowed to put your fruit get them off your roof. So mashilin, you're allowed to throw them down derech aruba biyantif. If you have a skylight, so all you got to do is kind of like kick them through the skylight. You don't have to like pick them up and schlep them anywhere. So that you're allowed to do on yantif. You're allowed to lower them down. Avalo b'Shabbos, but you can't do that on Shabbos because there's a more issue of tircha on Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to do that with do it on yantif and not on Shabbos. Interesting. It says in the Mishnah Peros, Rashi says, what are we talking about? Chitin v'saorin, wheat and barley. That's peros. That's peros. So it says that she's a bukubatsas. Rashi is forced to say that. Because if you have fruit up there, why do we usually have fruit up there? To dry them out. So usually there will be muksa, right? Grogos vitsimukin. That's what Rashi says. It's chitin v'saorin, which probably just got a little moist, but they're edible. That's why Rashi specifically says chitin v'saorin, because that's the kind of peros that we are talking about. So line one of the Mishnah is talking about yantif versus Shabbos. You're allowed to lower them on yantif, but not Shabbos. Number two, umachasin peros mipnei bekelim mipnei hadlaf. Let's say your fruit, let's say are in your house. They're in your house and they're going to get, there's a leak in your house and your fruit are going to get rained on. So you're allowed to cover them with kelim because of the drip. You don't want that to get ruined. V'chein kayad v'kadei shemen. And also you're allowed to cover your wine and oil barrels also. This line, it is not clear whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. So machlokas. Line one makes a chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif allowed, Shabbos not allowed. The second line says you're allowed to cover your fruit does not say. Rashi says we're only talking about Yontif. Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do this. It's too much of a tircha. The Rosh says it's even on Shabbos. Machlokas Rashi and the Rosh. Line three, v'nosen kli tachas adlap b'Shabbos. Line three is beferish about Shabbos as well, that you're allowed to put a kli under a drip on Shabbos. You don't want the drip to get all over your house. So you're allowed to catch the rain in a kli. The Gemara, later on, we'll talk about that. Itmar, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nosson, chad tani mashilin v'chad tani mashchilin. So we're going to have a couple of girsa lines. Some say the word in the Mishnah should be mashilin, and some say mashchilin. We're going to have five synonyms to lowering. Right? So some say the word should be mashilin, some say mashchilin. Amar mazucha, matatani mashilin lo mishtabesh, umatatani mashchilin lo mishtabesh. The one who said mashilin is right, and the one who said mashchilin is right. Matatani mashilin lo mishtabesh, according to the one who has the version of mashilin, he's right. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in the tochacha, ki yishal zeisecha, your owls will fall down. So you see, mashilin means to fall down. Umadatani mashchilin lo mishtabesh, detan mashchilin also means lowering. Detan, as the Mishnah says in Bechoros, by the mumin. There it has all the mumin of an animal. So it says, hashachul v'hakasul. Shachul, the word mashchilin. What does shachul mean? Shachul shenishmata yirecho. His hip got dislocated and it's lower down than the other hip. So you see, mashchil means lower down. Kaisul she'echem yarkosav gomei chaverta. Kasul means that one hip is just larger. You have limbs, one is larger than the other limb. But you see, mashchilin could also mean lowering. Here we go. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mandatani mashirin lo mishtabesh. Mandatani mashirin lo mishtabesh. Mandatani mashirin lo mishtabesh. Three more synonyms. All of these mean lowering. Mandatani mashirin lo mishtabesh. The one that says mashir, it could be mashirin. Titzanet, the Mishnah says a nazir. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, nazir lo yachav rosho ba'dama. Rabbi Shem meshir es haseyar. A nazir is not allowed to comb his hair in the normal way, because it's going to make his hair get lowered and fall out. Right? That's why we don't brush our hair on Shabbos in the normal way. Because even though it's a Dovr Shini Miskave, it might be a Psik Resha. It might come out for sure. And so the Mishnah Berurah screams. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov and says, you have to warn the people not to brush their hair with hard brushes on Shabbos. Because there's a Psik Resha, the hair is going to come out. But you see, Meshir beats lowering and falling out. Umanzari Mashkirin lo mishtabesh. The one that says Mashkirin also did not make a mistake. The Tzan, as the Mishnah says, Hashachur v'hazug shal hasaparim. A Shachur is a razor, which causes things to fall out. Vazuk shal saparim, and a scissors of a barber, avavish enechlik utamei. And even though it splits and breaks, still, each piece is still makabal tuma. But you see the word shachar also reflecting something going down. The last one, mishanashru kelo b'mayim, if somebody's clothes fell into the puddle, right, and got wet. Mahalik lambeinu choshesh. So then he's allowed to walk with them, and he doesn't have to be worried, right, that people are going to think that he washed them. Inami mehad etznan, or another place where we see manshirin, etznan, as the Mishnah says, ezel leket hanosher b'shas b'tzira. What is leket? One of the matnus of the aniyim, that it falls down b'shas k'tzira. So you see five different versions. Interesting. The last three, Rashi says, mandatani. So Rashi amazingly says, the second wide line, klomar, ihavitani. Rashi says, there weren't three sources of this. Rashi's just saying, the Mishnah's saying, the Gemara's saying hypothetically. If you'd have the Mishnah with these three words, it'd also be right. That's pretty amazing. Why does Rashi do that? It's hard enough for us to figure out why this Gemara is here. Why do we have to know these five synonyms? But now Rashi is making it even worse. He's saying, these three aren't even in the source. It's just, if you want to put this into the Mishnah. So I saw in the Bi'ur Hadaf, one of the Achronim say, no, Rashi is forced to say this because why would the Gemara split it up into two and three? Why does it have two? And then it says, and these three also. Just put it all together. So that's why Rashi, it seems, Mashmid L'Rashi, that the first two, you really have sources. Some said had Mashilin, and some said Mashchilin. The other three are just, the Mishnah is saying, once you have two, hypothetically, these would also be correct. Okay, just one more thought, and then we'll stop here. The Rashba just notes that in our Mishnah, the first line says, you're allowed to do certain things on Yontif and not on Shabbos. But you remember what we had on Dav Beis, and also we are going to have on the last line here, sometimes we're more machmer by Yontif than by Shabbos, because Asil is a Zule Bey. So when are you more machmer by Shabbos? When are you more machmer by Yontif? So there is an important Rashba here. The Rashba says, when it comes to Iker HaMalachos, in Iker Malacha, so then Shabbos is more chamer. Shabbos more chamer, right? There's an Isra Skila. Shabbos, we know. To be Iker Malachos, Tfei Shari be Yontif, be Shabbos be Ikaron. To be Shabbos, everything is Asur, and Yontif is only Malachos Ochel Nefesh, only non-Malachos Ochel Nefesh. But when we're talking about allowing certain things and not allowing certain things, going the next step, besides what the Torah does, but allowing and disallowing, so then maybe we'll say, Asi Lizel Zulebe. When we're talking about, like Gemara's going to talk about schlepping things, so maybe we'll say, you know what, maybe we'll be more machmir on Yantif because Asi Lizel Zulebe. But when we're talking about Iker Edinim, that's the Rashba's Chiluk, so then we'd be more machmir on Shabbos because Iker Edin, Shabbos is more machmir. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good, and enjoy tomorrow's daf. It's a great one. It's all the Isuri Durabanans of Shabbos and Yontif. Marriage and Chalitza and Din and all the Mishnah Olam of Avim HaBeis. That's what we'll pick up on Sunday. There's a Rashat.